Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God, and He's good, and He's with us, and He's real, and He's what Satan fears. Satan fears our relationship with God. He fears the connection that Jesus gave us to honor Father God. He fears what we can become. He fears who we are in Christ. He fears us being dead to sin and alive to God. He fears you knowing the Lord. He fears your faith, and He also fears your trust. And He definitely fears your obedience. Your faith, your trust, and your obedience is three weapons that He cannot overcome, because God backs you up. He knows that God is limited by His own words. He knows that God gave man authority, and Jesus gave man authority. So He has to try to get us to not to use it. He fears your faith in the Lord. Jesus said, when He come back, would He find faith on earth? And I believe He will, because people love God. There's going to be a devastating loss because people are choosing the worldly way. Too many people are choosing the worldly way by ignorance, by deception, by rebellion, defiance, and just by plain sin. They'll rather believe a lie. And some people know better. Some people have tasted that the Lord is good. They know about the spiritual gifts. They've operated in them, and they still went back to the world because their hearts are hard. They lost their love. They lost their first love. They became hardened against God through doubts, unbelief. They just didn't love God. They chose not to. They chose to love the world instead. For the same reasons that Cain killed Abel, same reasons that Demas left Paul and didn't finish his ministry, same thing. Now, God didn't stop loving people, but people just, they stopped loving God. Same reason that Lucifer became Satan. It goes all the way back. Same reason Adam tried to eat off the tree of life. Tree off the knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life. People don't always stay in faith. And the way you stay in faith is receiving God's word and staying in love with God. Love is a choice. Every day parents choose to work and build their family. Some parents, they leave their family for something else. But people stay true because they love their, men love their wives love their husbands, and they love their children, and they're committed. So when you're committed to the Lord, if you keep your first love alive, you'll always be committed. And you don't have to fear falling. Fear has torment. You don't have to fear that you will change. You don't have to fear that you will fall. You don't have to fear that you will betray God. But you can use your faith and overcome. That's what I teach. The concepts of receiving the Word of God and doing it on purpose. And it gives your life greater purpose and meaning. It gives your life strength that the world can't match. And Satan can't stop. As we go forward in the Lord, we learn so many things. Until we learn those things, we think the way we do. But as we continue to receive the Word of God, you're seeing It's like backing away from a painting. Up close, it looks good. You only see a portion. And as you back away from this mural of a painting, you see more knowledge. You receive more. And then you say, oh, I didn't know it was like that. It was just better than I thought. And you back up some more, you see more of the portrait. You know, if you're looking at a mural on a great wall, and you're close to it, you see a portion of the picture. When you begin to study God's word, you see a portion of the picture. But when you keep studying, your visual gets greater and greater. And the more you back away from, the bigger it is. And you see more of it. And you have more understanding. Well, it's the same as an airplane. When you're on the ground, you see the world you know around you. When you take off, you begin to see all the roads that you travel on and the hills, and you see a bigger picture of your city, and then a bigger picture of your state, and then the cars and trucks look like ants compared to size because you're so far up. And then you can see other states. And the freeway that looks so big when you're driving looks like a trail. And then it looks like a line. Because you're receiving more information from a greater distance. And you can see more of what's already there. You just can't see before. So it is with the Word of God. When you study the Word of God, even the scriptures, the chapters that I read, the Lord have me in Isaiah and Jeremiah more than any other book. And the more I study those books, I see more of God's heart, more of how he deals with man's rebellion, how man becomes rebellious, why he had to blind man. He had to blind he had to blind Israel because they had gotten corrupt. And you can't do God's business with a corrupt heart. He could only use a fraction of people to do his work. When Jesus came, he didn't go to the Sanhedrin council. He didn't go to the Pharisees. He didn't go to the Sadducees. He didn't go to the high priest. He raised up a prophet who preached in the desert to represent him and introduce him to the world and baptize him. And then he went and got some fishermen. And he got a tax collector. And he got people that were honest, people that would follow him, people that would do his work from the heart, genuine people who just love God. And they turned this world upside down. And then they attracted people of the same way. And people who were deceived, like Paul, trapped in heresy, Phariseeism. He was trapped in Pharisee. He was a Pharisee trapped in heresy. But at the preaching of Stephen, it pricked his heart to the point. He said, "Who are you, Lord?" He answered his own question. And the Lord had to blind him, send him to Ananias. And the same men that was going to put Christians in jail ushered him into Ananias. Because they heard part of what Jesus said. They heard him say, "Go to the street called Straight." And they took Paul there and left. Paul got saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit, and taught the Word of God even more by Ananias. And then he changed, and he fell in love with God, and he stayed in love with God, and he finished his course, just like you're going to do. We have the heritage. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we don't have to bow down to Baal. We don't have to follow the evil works of darkness. And people who love heresy and darkness, and they hate the light, we don't have to be like them. They're trapped by the world. The world's got them by the throat. We want to see them delivered so they can live. But if they continue to make the wrong choice, they will die. And their end will be terrible. And I don't desire that for anybody. But people have to follow Christ. There's no way to get out of this mess we're in than through Christ. We have to, as we love God, we overcome the law. I don't let people judge me by what I do. I do what's right because I operate in love. And love overcomes the law. The world will try to put you in bondage because you don't dress this way and you don't wear that. And you don't do the beliefs that they have picked up. Eating certain food can't make you righteous. Not eating certain food can't make you righteous. Even circumcision don't make you righteous. When Abraham had to get circumcised, that was a covenant. It had a purpose, but it didn't make him righteous, and it didn't make the children of Israel righteous. It's the circumcision of the heart. Your faith makes you righteous. You believing on what Jesus did for you, receiving it and believing it and acting on it, that's why we're righteous. And then from there, we want to do the right thing. And we have the ability to do what's right. We have the ability to operate in the God kind of love. And when you're operating in the God kind of love, the same agape love that Jesus showed you, then you love everybody just like Jesus loved you. That's my goal in life, to love everybody just like Jesus loved me. So when I do that, I'm strengthening my life because I'm sowing greater seeds. And it's not just financial, it's in everything. When I give people the word of God, God gives me more knowledge to give. When I love you, he helps me love others. And when I need mercy, I've shown mercy. I need mercy, God gives me mercy. Whatever I sow, I reap. The love I sow, I receive from the Lord. Even more so. My dedication gets greater. My roots in his word grows deeper. My dedication gets stronger. My joy increases. So if my joy increases, my strength increases. It all works together. And I become a candidate to do greater things. When you're sowing and you get so far and it's time to graduate, God will give you the grace to graduate into greater things. He'll give you greater assignments. A lot of people say, well, I back off so I won't get another assignment. That way I won't have to be responsible. Don't go backwards. That's back there. That's the world. Go forward. If you can do greater, do it. There's more joy in it. There's more peace. There's more strength. Your roots in the word grow deeper. And you're helping other people not only survive this life, but they'll begin to thrive in this life. Because when you live by faith in people's sight, they won't end on it. They preach the gospel that Paul was taught to hate. But when he heard it correctly, he wanted in on it, and he got in on it. And he was very effective and caused many people to live, and he helped turn the world upside down. He couldn't get away from the negative seeds that he sowed. He put people in jail, people put him in jail. He even had people killed, and he ended up getting killed. We got our word because he was in jail. Some of it because he had to write because he wasn't out of preaching himself. He had to write the sermons and send it. In other words, you can't be stopped. If you won't limit yourself with tradition, you can't be stopped. You can still get the point across. You can still preach a message. You can preach a message with your lifestyle, with the way you live, the way you conduct yourself. Lord, open doors for you to give people good advice. When people trust you because they see you live the life of God, you will be able to speak life to people and they'll be able to hear it and do it. Love God's word. Always. It's all about the way you love. If when people don't fill their heart with God's love, a lot of things they just won't do. And a lot of people that are living and doing wonderful things, if they read the word, they'd do greater things. If they ever fell in love with God, they'll be strong people that the enemy can't reckon with. It's important for everybody to know who they can be in Him. We need to know who. We need to know the Lord. We need to know who He can be in our lives. Now, I talk about Him like He's right here with me, which He is. Because in 1990, I started dialoguing with the Lord, talking to Him, and He talked with me. And he gave me insight, and my life is becoming greater from that time. It's been graduating. It doesn't mean your life will look more amazing than anybody else's, but you'll be receiving His knowledge and being prepared to do His work. I do what He gives me to do. I do the assignments that He gives me to do. And they don't always look glorious. When people go on the website, they see all those files. I'm taking advantage of time. I take time to do these broadcasts, and I have to squeeze it in my schedule because my schedule is tight. 5 days a week I work. I work a job, then I work on the side to help fund the ministry that I do. And I enjoy it. And I have to do these broadcasts on my way to work. And God loves, He has people that will hear. He guides people to the one they need the most. And I know this, I know Him. He uses all things to help us. He's given people the knowledge and wisdom to help us increase in life because He loves us. He will always love us. He will always care for us. And He's righteous. When people go to hell, that's because they rebelled. They got in deception and wouldn't come out of it. They decided not to ask God to help them live. They decided not to study the Word. They decided not to act on their first love. These were their personal decisions, and nobody could talk them out of it. And people tried, and they got upset with them, and they still wouldn't do it. They stayed in deception. They ran from the truth. The demons drove them to darkness. People do dark things and don't understand their own logic. They think they're right, and they're stubborn, and they're trapped. And God needs people that will rise up to be anointed, to break the yokes and get people out of the snare of darkness. But see, when a person is filthy, Jesus said, let them stay filthy. If you really want to be like that, you let them stay that way. But if they want to be righteous, let them be righteous. It's up to them. Now, I will do all that I can to help a person understand. But don't think I'm going to try to make you understand. I will not, because the Lord told me not to. If you want to believe a lie, you can believe it all today. But if you want the truth, I will help you. And God anointed me. He said, let not my people lack knowledge. When people don't want the Lord, when the Holy Spirit won't give me information, I stop. I'm done. I already told them that Jesus loved them. And they turn their head. They don't want to hear it. Now, I'm not going to beg them. I follow the Holy Spirit. I've been in people's presence and the Lord caused me to forget everything. So I can't talk to them. Perry Stone said something. He said, when God subtracts from your life, don't go pick up what God and subtract it from your life. People that He put out of your life, leave them out of your life. Don't go back and get the people that God divided from your life or anything. Don't go back to drugs. He subtracted drugs from your life, leave it alone. If He subtracted witchcraft out of your life, leave it alone. if he subtracted deception out of your life. Leave it where it was. Don't go back and pick it up. Everybody, the spouse that wanted to be out of your life, let them go. You got promoted. And preachers are afraid to preach that way, but it's true. When darkness leave your life, you got promoted. Some people don't want God, and God don't want them in that condition. And they're not going to do nothing but talk about you and backbite and bring you down. Let them be. Go with people that will follow God. And we have to be ready. We're completing him. We don't need people anyway. And God will give us friends. He'll give us a real spouse. Even children. Anybody that want to leave because you love Christ, you got promoted when they leave. But live the standard of God and you'll attract what loves God. And you can pray for people and take authority just like you are according to the Holy Spirit's guidance, and you'll be fine. But you don't need dead weight keeping you from helping other people and living your life. Go forward, not backwards. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.